What's up, y'all? Welcome to the first episode of the Old Rec Podcast.
It's gonna be shit.
Yo.
This is literally the worst fucking podcast in the entire world.
Dude, this podcast is amazing.
Roll the intro music.
Zing.
Roll the fucking intro music,
holy
please.
Holy shit, he's fucking Goku. Oh, you got a vertical one. Oh, I want a vertical one so bad.
Oh, vertical monitor? I never really understood the appeal.
It's for coding mainly because it scrolls.
Because I have two. I have just one in front of me and then I have one off to the side, and that, like, it's perfect for me.
Yeah. I have a third TV that I wanted to use.
Yeah, I have a TV also, but I don't use it for, like, my computer. Sometimes I'll just, like, throw on a movie, and it's connected to my computer, but it duplicates what I have on my main screen.
I forgot I have two computers in my room. Use the other one. It's made from a bunch of scrapped parts, so it looks like shit, but it's super tiny.
Is that duct tape onto the fucking top of a PC
case? That's the power supply.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
That is very...
It doesn't fit because the case I'm using is for a DVD player. Motherboard
you
and
literally
a DVD player,
have...
power supply.
That's a fucking fire hazard.
That's... It's not on.
I mean, if it was on, that would be a fucking fire hazard. It's actually duct taped to the top of the fucking PC case.
It's actually better because it's like not in the case. It's got airflow.
That's fair. That's a good point.
That makes no fucking sense.
That makes sense.
That makes no fucking sense.
Duct tape doesn't light on fire.
I
don't think it does. Let's test it out right now.
I don't think that's a true statement.
Let's see if duct tape. Let me just see if I can mount this right.
I'm like 100% sure duct tape is flammable, and you're about to burn down your whole fucking house.
Alright, I got a metal plate over here because I light incense all the time like a fucking dweeb.
What was smoking
duct tape
earlier.
Is like extremely fucking shitty when you burn it, so like I wouldn't burn it.
Yeah,
I'll do a tiny piece.
I would maybe like vent something.
Alright, see this? This little tiny piece.
You're gonna fucking die of fumes.
die on the spot.
Dude, the other day we were doing this the other day we were doing this fucking experiment in lab, and we had to, like, look at that.
How would you look at
look
that?
Look at that. I fucking told you it's flammable.
Alright.
That shit lit up instantly. Are
let's,
you
let's
fucking
see if
kidding
it smells
me?
Bad. Oh, it actually smells like wood. That's weird.
But yeah, the other day we were in I was in my chemistry lab, right. And we were doing an experiment. It was a clay crucible, and we had to put it over a Bunsen burner for like 20 fucking minutes, just so we could get all the moisture.
Oh god, it does stink. Oh, I'm opening my window.
You're not listening to my story.
I'm listening, Adam. I'm sorry.
You're not listening. You're talking about the fucking duct tape.
I had to make sure you knew why you left. No, I have my headset on. I can still hear you. I got Clyde.
Okay, I'm restarting the story. But I was in chemistry lab. I say that was what the fucking time is it? It was Thursday. I was there on Thursday, so we're doing this experiment where we had to heat up a crucible over a Bunsen burner for like 20 fucking minutes, just to make sure there is no moisture left in it. And like by the time we were done heating it up, the shit was like glowing red hot. But in that 20 minutes, I get very bored very fucking easily. So I was like, you know what? It would be a great idea for me to tear off a piece of paper towel and stick it into the Bunsen burner.
Dude.
So I tore off a little piece of
that
I tore a little piece off the paper towel, and I stuck it under there. And you know,
I see what you
of course it fucking it caught on fire. But my instructor didn't see, my teacher didn't see it at all.
Was it like a big piece of it? Like,
no, it was just a small little piece. I'm not that fucking stupid. But as soon as I put it under there, like the flame was like this was like a fucking jet flame coming up into the fucking crucible, and I stuck the damn paper towel into the shit, and it just immediately just burst into flame, and I fucking pulled it out, and it just started smoking everywhere. And I was telling my lab partner, I was like, give me a fucking beaker, fill that shit up with some fucking water. I'm gonna burn down the whole fucking thing. So I put the shit out in the water, and then the teacher comes by, and he's just like, what's that smell? And I was like, shit, man, I don't know. I don't know. I think
shit, yo, chemistry man. Teacher should know.
Nah, he's.
Is that hydrogen peroxide? Is it diatomine fucking? Is that diatomine phosphorus?
You're lighting hydrogen peroxide. You're fucking Jesus.
My damn chemistry. My chemistry lab professor, like he's fresh out of college. Like he literally just graduated college and then applied to the school to like get a job, and now he just teaches chemistry.
Guys, I have to go to sleep. I'm out. I need sleep.
All right, man. Nice, it has been nice. It has been nice.
If you think of a topic, write it down.
Yes, we should create like a Google Doc or some shit.
Oh fuck yeah, let's do it.
I'll do it. I got it. I'll make the.
Are you just put topic ideas into the fucking.
I'm just gonna have my own
into
notebook.
This, in the group chat. This group chat. But yeah.
All right.
That works.
All right, bro. Oh shit, that's a Damn, big man he right jumped. There. So you got any stories? How you been doing?
Oh, I was gonna tell you a story of watching my classmates light on fire. Have I told you that one?
No, I haven't. You haven't actually.
Should I save it for podcast land?
No, go ahead. Just tell it.
Okay, fine.
I mean, because no one's gonna hear it right now.
Oh yeah, so I had a welding class.
Yes.
And like you said, people get bored. And of course, here's stupid.
Sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
But before I lit the fucking paper on fire, I was playing Mario Kart. I had to put that out there. I feel like that's vital to the story.
It's very pertinent.
But go ahead.
So we're using arc welders. You got the giant stick of welding.
Yeah, yeah.
Just called arc sticks.
Like, fuck it.
And you just put a clamp on it, and then you just start going.
Yeah, you just fuck the metal, right?
And of course, I have a student who's just like sitting there. He's bored, and it will only do anything also if it's touching something conductive,
mm-hmm.
which metal. We're not. So he'll grab a piece of metal. And he's just holding it in his fucking hand. He's like, Of course, he has a glove on.
Yeah,
but you know, it's a glove. It just instant engulfed in flames. He throws Jesus the glove Christ. Off. There's still a little bit of flames on his sleeve, and it's like frayed cotton, so it just keeps going.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a vest. He throws that off. He's stomping the hell out of it. We're all just staring from afar, laughing our asses off.
You're a fucking idiot.
And then another one we had. He came in with some like skinny jeans, but like the plastic ones with like the stretch fit.
Yeah.
Which light on fire like instantly. Mm-hmm. And they were frayed on the knees.
Jesus.
And he didn't do anything stupid other than the fact that he wore those. Oh god. And then he just walked up to one of the stalls for welding. He zaps for 1 second, one spark hits his knee. Just
Jesus Christ.
Goodbye pants. What he just has to drop them, and he's just sitting there in underwear. He's like, my pants! I think it was...
Is there not like a fucking dress code that you need to follow?
Oh yeah, we take a whole month of training before we even get to touch the welders. Like, don't wear this. Don't do this.
Was
frayed, blah, blah, blah.
Was like ripped jeans.
Yeah, they're like, don't wear anything frayed. Only wear cotton. Cotton's the least flammable.
But people still fucking did it.
Yeah. Like, what I'm wearing right now is, I think it's Raylon. This shit is, like, instant fire.
And you're sitting here fucking burning duct tape.
I can still smell it. I might die tonight.
You might.
It was, like, the tiniest piece.
Yeah, I think I should tell you something. I've been recording this entire time.
Yeah, I know you have. It's kind of obvious.
How could you know? Just the way that I just like switched how I talk. I went into podcast mode.
You're just like, all right. So I got a story for y'all. All right.
Yeah.
let's just jump right into it.
Let's just jump right into the podcast. We might as well just film the intro now. And just upload this as the first fucking episode. I have 11 minutes of footage.
I feel like we should have at least three people. Then it's just a conversation.
No, I mean, that's fine.
Between just us and you.
You know how many podcasts I listen to that have two people? And they're like,
and they're like successful as shit. People.
Like, I listen to, I don't know if you know who David Dobrik is. Dobrik and Jason Nash. They were, they were like really big Vine stars. And then David started making like YouTube vlogs and shit. And now he's like super fucking famous and super fucking rich. But they have a podcast called Views. And it's literally just them two. And they just sit on a couch and just fucking talk for half an hour. I don't know how they do it. But
what, talk for a half an hour?
Yeah, they literally just sit there, talk for a half an hour. They like tell stories. It's just all type of shit.
That's kind of what I do. I can talk
talk for a pretty fucking long time too.
I mean, that's what we did like, fucking last night.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it right now.
Yeah, I know. It's just not professional anyway, and it's hilarious.
Why do you have a vacuum cleaner behind you, and why is it still there? Why do you have two box fans?
In case you didn't know, my room is the storage room. So, like, that's all laundry. That isn't mine. That's this closet, not filled with my stuff.
Kind of like my room.
It's like a bunch of wires and cords, which is more of my stuff, I guess. We got a cabinet thing over here. What I'm saying is I don't own very much.
For everybody not watching the video podcast, he is taking us on a virtual tour of his room.
Yes, watch it with the video, you freaks.
This video is going to be so fucking stupid. It's literally just me sitting in a purple room. And then Matt was just there. Matt was kind of just there. He just, like, wasn't saying anything.
All right, so listen.
And then halfway through, he's just like, all right, good night, girl. On. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hold on, I have an ad read from a Dollar Shave Club.
Ooh.
So, I cut to the ad. Hey, I heard you have facial hair, and you need to get the fuck rid of it, all right?
The people like, I'm listening cool guy, to this on with the audio, but, and they're not going to know what the fuck is going on. They're but, just they're not going to know anything. For those of you not watching the video, he's currently on a hot air balloon.
I know that you guys think I'm, like, hot shit. And, like, I just blow my own horn all the fucking time. But really, I'm just a fucking work of art, all right? Like,
now he's by an art my gallery.
Fucking
he's now in an art gallery.
But if it wasn't for Dollar Shave Club, now my a man chin is painting him. This clean.
Oh,
all right?
Shit, the leaves? The leaves are falling. This chin is? How this are the chin? Leaves falling? There's no. He's on a spaceship
chin?
Now.
This chin is silky smooth.
Basically, what he's trying to say is Dollar Shave Club makes it easy to buy brand new razors that are delivered straight to your door every single month. Use code OLDREC to get your first month of Dollar Shave Club for free. That includes one of their weighty premium handled razor blades.
You have it like memorized.
It also includes 5 free. You hear me? Free. 100% free. Just pay shipping and handling. Free box of razor blades that you can put onto the super 100% high quality razor blade handle. It also comes with some butt wipes. Because I know all you out there still out here using toilet paper. It's almost 2020, my boys.
But it is clean.
My boys, it's almost. Have you ever used a. I assume you use toilet paper to wipe your ass?
Who, me?
Yeah. Do you use toilet paper?
I use my fucking hand. Just fucking take it out.
You kind of just like scrape it with your fingernails and you just like.
Who needs a bidet or toilet paper?
Dude, I use a bidet and it's fucking amazing.
Dude, I kind of want one.
You can buy them on Amazon.
Because sometimes I get like acidic shits and my ass hurts all day.
Acidic shits.
Dude, I have a problem.
Oh, my I just took a shit and I took the little pH strip and it read as a pH of below 7. Therefore, it has a lot of hydrogen ion. Can you stop being in a fucking movie theater? What is this? I'm so confused. I forgot. But fine. Yeah, but dude, get a fucking bidet. Right. It's 2020. It's about to be 2020, and people are really still out here using fucking toilet paper. Are you kidding me?
There it goes.
So you're telling me
tell me, is the bidet? Do you have an option to make the water warm?
You can buy bidets that make that heat the water.
I'm get that.
They're expensive though.
Just steam my asshole.
They have
steam
that.
Steam it right up. Steam.
They also have like you can buy like a I think it's like $200. There's like a $200 toilet seat, and it'll clean the fucking rim of the toilet seat for you before you sit down.
That sounds kind of needless. Unless you're like a fucking mega slob.
I mean, I've seen toilets that like, I've seen toilets that are like motion activated and shit. Like you walk into the bathroom, and like the lights turn on, the fucking seat comes up, and it like welcomes you with a fucking song, and it's like, are you ready to put your shit inside me? But I've seen talking toilets before. It's fucking crazy. The future really is now.
There's a really good bit from Better Call Saul, and he's a lawyer. He's going around getting patents for inventions, and this dude invents a talking toilet thing, and it's for children. He's like, yeah, it's, you know, so when your child uses the toilet right, it like congratulates them, you know, for youngsters. He's like, okay, sure, let me see the product in use. He's like, all right, so he has like little pieces of wood to activate the motion sensor when he drops them in. But all the quotes are like super like adult jokish sounding. Mm-hmm. Like the voice, it's like, oh yeah, Tom, fill me up. It's like that. I can find the scene for you. It's great. But the guy is completely oblivious to it. He's like, isn't it great? And he's like, no, it's not. It sounds kind of adultish.
I've never seen Better Call Saul. Is it good?
It's really good.
Is it worth
really
watching?
Really depressing. I love it.
I've seen parts of Breaking Bad. I haven't seen Better Call Saul though.
So Breaking Bad, if you want to be stressed out for the rest of your life, you watch that show because the whole time you're like, oh fuck, oh shit,
dude,
no.
Honestly, oh my god, I watched like I didn't even finish the first season.
Dude, like, it's hard to watch.
It was terrible. It hurts. It was terrible because I would binge the fuck out of it, and I would like neglect everything. Like I wouldn't do anything. I would literally just sit in my fucking bed all day and just watch Breaking Bad. It was terrible. I was like, I can't keep doing this.
You get really into it.
Yeah.
You should just do it where you watch like one episode before you go to bed, or something like that.
Yeah, I should probably do that.
There's a Breaking Bad movie coming out actually too.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know when it comes out, but it's probably this year.
Does it have like the same characters and shit, or is it like? Is it gonna be like a shitty?
Nah, it's the same characters. Actually, I'm not sure. It at least has Aaron in it.
Mm-hmm.
The actor Aaron.
Yeah,
because
doesn't the fucking dude
Jesse
die
Pinkman,
or some shit?
That's who dies.
Doesn't like Heisenberg fucking die or something at the end?
They never say. You don't know if he dies or not. So I guess this will tell us. Breaking.
Yeah, because he kind of
just
bad
like, movie.
It kind of just like collapses. That's some spoilers.
October 11th, 2019. Oh, it's like real soon.
October 11th. That's like
that's seven days.
That's in like a week.
Shit. Yeah, it's got Aaron Paul. It's got like the best character ever. Fuck, what's his name? He's like the older dude who like is a hitman. Oh god, he's also on Better Call Saul. I fucking love him. Yeah, you can watch Better Call Saul without watching Breaking Bad. It doesn't connect in any way other than that one of the characters is shared.
Yeah.
And you get to learn his story. I love that show. I love that show more than Breaking Bad because Breaking Bad makes me want to take a shit every second. Can't relax. I'm like, oh,
makes me want to take a shit on your self-cleaning toilet.
And you're like,
seat warmer.
Like,
oh, fuck. Fucking like, asshole Jesse. Water. We're just having two different fucking... We're just going off on two different tangents right now. You're talking about Better Call Saul. I'm talking about warming your fucking ass cheeks with bidet water.
Okay, Better Call Saul toilet scene. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, I have to watch that later. Another show that I've like been meaning to start watching is The Office.
Yeah, I don't know anything about The Office.
I've watched episodes like off and on, but I've never like sat down and like watched the entire thing. But I
don't know if I'd like the show.
I mean, sure. I enjoyed like what you don't need to show me. I'll just send me the link. I'll watch it later.
I already sent it. I'm just moving my camera.
I thought you were gonna show the fucking. I thought you were gonna turn your webcam and show the screen.
Here's the finish. I already linked it in the chat.
All right.
That's a good one. Watch that shit.
But I think we were talking about this last night. But
shit.
How do you feel about Rick and Morty? Do you like Rick and Morty?
I like it.
I like the show, but I hate the fan base.
Oh, the fan base makes me want to not like the show.
Yeah, the fan base is fucking terrible.
It makes me legit angry. It's because now it has like some preconceived notion of that it's a bad show because the fans are the absolute worst.
I mean, I guess that's kind of like any fandom, but I feel like the Rick and Morty fandom is like pretty high.
It's
up
it's a mainstream fandom, so it's more known, and that's the problem with it.
Like you look at like the fucking Lord of the Rings fandom, and they're not like out in public screaming fucking Rick's or fucking Frodo's catchphrase every 2 seconds.
Yeah, they're just like geeky nerds, but no one notices them.
Like that's cool that you like Lord of the Rings and shit, but I fuck with that. But then the fucking Rick and Morty fandom's all over here like, wubba lubba dub dub.
And it's kind of funny, Morty, because everything
Morty, with the we gotta get to the fucking penis dimension, and we're gonna, oh, he's back.
Oh, hey Zuko.
Zuko's back.
I'm making noodles.
He's making
mac and cheese noodles.
You have to show us it.
Prince Zuko, you are on the air. Oh shit, here he goes. He's Uh-oh. Oh?
Yo, he's in vertical mode.
He said he was going to bed, but instead he went and made noodles, the madman. The absolute
Oh shit, the pot's boiling. I gotta put the noodles in.
This is a surprise guest on the first episode of the podcast.
It's not the first episode, Adam.
It is the first episode.
This is the worst
episode. Shut the fuck up. I'm uploading this. I don't give a shit. I'm uploading this shit to fucking Spotify and everything.
Welcome to Boiling Water ASMR.
Put it as episode 00. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, this is the pilot. This is the fucking pilot. This is the pilot episode.
This is the worst pilot ever.
Dude, we should just rename this podcast to the worst podcast.
Best pilot ever.
I think that already exists.
It probably does.
The worst podcast.
That's what. Oh, the screen is bugging out. That's what we'll call this episode. Is the worst. The worst.
Yeah, podcast. The worst ever podcast. Episode 78 is what they're on right now.
Damn.
On Apple.
Who hosts it?
I don't know. Let's look.
Dude, you're.
We
fucking...
should make a podcast about roasting podcasts.
We should. Oh, reviewing podcasts, dude.
Okay, I'm playing a clip.
What the fuck are you why are you showing your dirty dishes?
Because I'm high.
You're not even making noodles. You're making mac and cheese.
Into six
Dude,
cups.
Your fucking camera is straight out of Minecraft.
These guys have horrible fucking mic audio quality. Jesus Christ.
Stop listening to other podcasts while we're recording ours.
We should get on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh yeah, let's just get on the fucking Joe Rogan Experience podcast.
Let's just show up. He'll be
Joe
like
Joe Rogan, if you're listening, which I know you are.
Joe Rogan,
duh,
he's always listening.
Of course, he's fucking listening to our podcast. Let us on the podcast. I would love to talk about politics with you.
You have skinny white boy, skinny Philly boy, and skinny other white boy,
skinny Asian boy.
You know. Asian?
I'm Asian.
I always forget that Filipinos are Asian, technically. Yeah.
Don't disrespect my culture like that. You're not even white either. What the fuck are you doing, Matt?
Yeah, what are you doing?
This dude's literally just like... He's just
it looks like you're taking a whiz.
Bro, he's off in... Like, you know what? He's out in Zuko's world right now.
Zuko, what are you?
Zuko is in a whole other planet. He's in his own world right now.
Where am I?
This is a nice little surprise for the video podcast people. Oh, he's gone. Oh, there he is. He's back.
I don't know why, but because...
For those of you listening to the audio only, Zuko is back. We thought he was gone. We thought he was gone for good, but now he's back. Thank the Lord he's back.
He comes back every time.
He comes back making macaroni and cheese at... What time is it? At 1 o'clock in the morning. So you know he really is on some shit. No cap.
I'm in my basement. It's actually really Matt. Creepy in here, though.
Oh my god, Matt, look at that camera quality. This man has a redstone phone.
Yeah.
This man's phone is made of redstone.
Yeah, like race, I guess. Ethnicity.
Oh, I'm Zuconi.
Yep.
He's white. Don't let him fool you. He's white.
Well, white is such a broad term.
75% Italian, I'm 10% German, 5% Polish,
and 2.7% Cherokee. Oh, God.
Oh, there goes Sage again, just fucking yeeting out of existence.
I'm 3.5%.
Oh, now he's back.
Mojave? Wait, what, am I, like, not here and then here?
What?
No, he's talking about me.
No, I was talking about Sage. You're here. You're here, Spider-Man. And you're proud. Sage just jumped out of existence again and then came back. Can you show us the noodles, please? I want to see these noodles.
I want to see noodles.
All right. Send nudes, send nudes, send nudes. This literally is the worst fucking podcast. Like, look at this. We're watching a dude make fucking macaroni and cheese at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Dude, this is actually the best podcast now. Look at this. Dude, you got nice flooring.
That actually is a really nice floor.
Right?
Yeah, that's actually a really nice kitchen. You know?
It's a nice kitchen. It's a shame it's so messy.
I thought you lived in, like, the hood.
We do.
Why is your house so nice?
Because it was just redone.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, the other night, it was, like, a month ago. We were just playing Minecraft with Matt. And then all of a sudden, you just hear, like, he was saying some shit, like, we were just talking... And you just hear fucking gunshots in the background of his microphone.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh shit, they shooting it. And he just like didn't say anything about it. He just kind of just like, he just kept talking like it was fucking nothing. And I was like, dude, somebody just got fucking shot in your backyard and you're just fucking playing Bed Wars. And he's like, yeah, that happens a lot. I'm like, I can't.
That's so funny.
Oh my god.
It's like, dude, I think someone just shot someone in your yard. It's like, and I then, know, like, dude, I just sure... killed the dude's red bed.
I'm pretty sure there was just like another time where he was kind of just, oh shit, what happened?
I burned myself a little bit.
Your camera is like so not working.
Yeah, it's
anyway.
So fucking bad.
Like, what the fuck is it doing?
Like, look at this.
I'm on Android.
I'm gonna screenshot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It
makes sense.
This is what we see. Except it's also still at the same time, and only the edge moves.
Yeah, it's only the edge. Oh, and he's gone.
Oh,
and just like back. Oh, and now he's back again. Zuko, the man who leaves and then comes right back. Oh.
Wait.
Oh, there we go. He's made of... Oh my fucking god. What is going
on? I hate this. What is this?
This is a fucking trip. This dude is fucking out of his mind.
This is cold.
For those of you listening at home, Zuko, a.k.a. Matt, lives in a legal marijuana state.
I do too.
Yeah. He lives
I
in the.
Sure do.
He lives in a legal marijuana state, so everything he's doing right now is completely legal.
We condone drug abuse.
We do not condone drug abuse. Y'all might, but I don't. I certainly as hell don't.
We don't condone drug use. We condone drug abuse.
Yeah. See?
What's your guys' thought on drugs? Matt, you don't need to answer this. I already know your thought on drugs, but what about you, Sage?
Don't care.
Same.
Like, well, I have zero problems with them because they're all, like, you have to do it yourself. It's not like it's a medical thing and you have to take it.
Yeah.
Like if it fucks you up, but you know it's going to do that, like, I can't blame anyone but you. Yeah. It's like people who sniff paint. Like, you're not going to ban paint because someone's trying to sniff paint.
One thing I fucking hate is how people try to make weed into, like, a culture thing where you'll just, like, go around and people just be like... Like, I saw this video the other day, and this dude was like, don't call yourself a fucking stoner if you've never made a bong out of an apple. Don't call yourself a stoner if you've never smoked from a fucking soda can before.
I'm no, like, that's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I'm like, since when are we...
He's like...
That's just a crackhead, man.
I'm like, since when are we fucking gatekeeping drug use? Like, if someone wants to call themselves a stoner...
Well, it is a gateway drug.
I mean, it is a gateway drug, but... I also live in a legal state, and I've never wanted to do heroin after smoking a blunt, you know?
Dude, if you want to do heroin, you already have a problem.
I've never sat there after smoking and just been like, you know what? It'd be really cool to try heroin right now.
Dude, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What the fuck is your camera doing, Sage?
It's not even plugged in right now. I'm moving.
It is. Oh shit! It's not.
No, I'm plugging.
Oh yeah,
in
it's
right
not plugged in. I can't see myself moving on the screen over there. Beautiful.
Ugh. Okay, beautiful plugged macaroni. Back in.
But you out here making box macaroni. That's fucking gross.
Dude, box macaroni is the shit.
What is going on right now? I'm so confused.
There we go.
Sage, it looks like your roof is made of cheese.
How do you know it's not? Alright, I was moving the mic over, but I had to loop it through.
Nice camera angle.
What is that,
dude,
Matt?
Matt, your camera literally looks like it's out of Minecraft right now.
Like, it just came out of the Nether portal.
Yeah, it literally just fucking came into the overworld.
There we go. Now when I'm looking at my camera, I can actually see the rest of you now as well. There.
I don't know what it is you're talking about. Like, you showed me the one screenshot, but like, it's all...
Right now it's just spinning to hell. What are you doing?
This is the worst podcast in the entire land. This is the worst podcast.
At least we have some decent mic quality, except for Matt over there right now.
No, he's too quiet.
As he starts hitting something with
his phone. He's too fucking quiet.
I need to put myself on listen. I think
on that note, I'm gonna go ahead and end this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, which I'm sure you probably have not, because
don't make this the first episode.
No, this is 100% gonna be the first episode. This is the pilot, dude.
This is making me depressed, all right?
But yeah, if you made it this far into the podcast, I fucking salute you, because I could barely even fucking make it through this podcast.
No, none of us did. This fucker's camera is doing 360s.
If you guys all would like to sign out, go right ahead, starting with you, Sage. Okay, tune in next week for the next episode. Bye.